These are hard times for the 1%, even though they do have control of most of the state legislatures, the U.S. Congress, the Supreme Court, and the office of the president. Oh, sure, they pass tax reform bills that mostly go to themselves, but here's the rub. Some of it went to the undeserving poor and middle class. They classified corporations as people, so all that money that used to be given to the lobbying efforts now go to elections. With a little luck and a lot of loot, they should soon be able to save billions on lobbyists that are no longer needed. You might think these are the golden years for the rich, but you'd be wrong. The rich are never really happy, apparently. Like John Paul Getty once answered when asked how much money he could possibly need. More. Succinct and honest. He wants more. He and many of the richest folks in America, well, they want it all. How much is enough? More. And trust me, that includes yours. So when Father Patrick Conroy, the congressional chaplain, inserted a line in his prayer for the legislators to consider the poor in their deliberations on that tax bill, to be fair and inclusive, well, he definitely crossed a line. Imagine the nerve of this guy. Speaker Paul Ryan said, just before firing his chaplain, he had brought politics into his prayers. Sort of like that guy Jesus who told folks to sell their riches and give it to the needy. Politics. I guess if you think you ought to have the whole enchilada, giving crumbs to the poor is extremely political. The thing is, though, they can take umbrage over someone like Padre Conroy, inserting charity and hope into his mini-sermon, but they shouldn't show it publicly. It looks bad. Greed and insensitivity, even in this Trumpian era, don't actually play very well. They need to feign concern for the poor and downtrodden while they're picking their pockets. Otherwise, they look like, well, avaricious legal thieves. They should offer them a paltry cut in their taxes that they can always recoup with user fees, gas taxes, etc., while taking the lion's share and claiming they cut taxes for everyone. Let the preacher have his sappy exhortation for charity. They'll be slicing Medicaid back a few notches and cutting back on welfare programs before he can say amen. Sure, they walked it back on the chaplain's dismissal. But not before they'd drawn the curtain back on their smoke-filled room where the wizard was discovered to be all those back-slapping, cigar-smoking, brandy-sniffing yahoos and their lobbyist cronies. Just like you always suspected. Say a prayer for them. They need saving.